you stingy with affirmation? How valued do the people around you feel? Affirmation and affirming is such a powerful habit. Your words are powerful. And affirming is something that I see it, you know, at our church with staff, volunteers, and different people. We gather around and we say, who wants to give a shout out? And we just start affirming. And when one person gets affirmed after another, you just feel the sense of community. And it's so positive. And you feel motivated. And people know that they're important. And so do it sincerely. But here's two areas you can think about. You can affirm someone for who they are, their personality, how God's made them. But then also affirm someone for what they do in their gifts and their effort and their talent. And so both areas of affirmation are significant. And it helps remind people that what they're doing is important, but also God made them wonderfully. See, a lot of people don't have a good self-esteem or self-worth, and you're not glorifying the person, you're glorifying God. But as you affirm the person, you're helping them feel comfortable in their own skin, like God has made me unique, and it is good, and other people see that and build me up. And so there can be a lot of healing through affirmation. In your family relationships, affirm. God's going to use that in wonderful ways. Even if it's not the environment around you, start to set the pace and the example. Bring that affirmation and let the Holy Spirit work through those comments.